RNZ Pacific News, Atamarie, I'm Christina Parsico. Emergency services in New Caledonia have confirmed to local media the unborn baby of a woman in labour has died because roadblocks from civil unrest meant the ambulance could not get to her fast enough. Violence erupted on Monday night as Paris debated proposed constitutional changes which could favour France's continued governance in the territory. France is expected to vote today. La Première senior journalist Coralie Cochon has been covering the chaos. She says this is the most violent situation she has covered in 2 decades of work in Noumea.
A mother was expecting a baby and she tried to go to the hospital. And she couldn't do that because the ambulance didn't reach her house. And so the baby died inside her belly. So it's quite crazy.
Ms. Cochon says more than 80 people have been arrested and 35 officers are injured. Health workers in Papua New Guinea's Western Obor have confirmed an increase in people turning up with waterborne diseases. This follows months of heavy rains and flooding, which has turned parts of the Western Highlands into rivers. The national newspaper reports people have been getting around by canoe. 2 people have also been bitten by snakes under their flooded homes. Businesses in Obor near the Fly River and Lake Murray are closed due to flooding. Food supplies have also been damaged. Palau President Sorungal Whips Jr. has been sued in his personal and official capacity before a US federal court for banning an American from Palau. Kristen Nafsted Toribiong was listed as an undesirable alien in 2022, but it's not understood why she was on the list. Mrs. Toribiong and her husband, former Palau President Johnson Toribiong, filed a similar lawsuit before the Palau Supreme Court earlier this year. RNZ Pacific correspondent Onirang Kambas Kasoli says Mrs. Toribiong argues, under the Compact of Free Association, she has the right to enter, reside and practice her law profession in Palau.
She argues that the US can avoid this undesirable alien list placement under the Compact of Free Association that governs the relationship between Palau and the United States.
Guam is preparing to host the 26th Micronesian Islands Forum, scheduled from June 3rd to 5th. The Micronesian Islands Forum is a regional intergovernmental organisation composed of island nations and territories in the Micronesia subregion of the Pacific. The Pacific Island Times reports Guam Governor Lou Leon Guerrero saying the forum will feature governors, presidents and representatives from all over Micronesia working together to strengthen ties, further collaboration and deepen commitments throughout the region. The Guam public is also encouraged to register for the forum. Samoa's head of state is in Aotearoa for an official visit. Moira Tuilepa Taylor has the details.
Ole au ole malo, tui male ali'i whanova ale tua Swalovi II and his delegation were welcomed onto the grounds of Government House in Wellington by an official porphyry. He and his wife have been hosted by New Zealand's Governor-General, Dame Cindy Kiro, and her husband, Dr. Richard Davies. Tui male ali'i whanau also carried out an inspection of a guard of honour made up of New Zealand Army, Navy and Police. A 21-gun salute was held in his honour. Tui male ali'i whanau also met students from Nainai Primary School, Tāwae, the first Samoan bilingual unit in Wellington. On Wednesday, he will lay a wreath in the Pukeahu National War Memorials Park.
New Zealanders are leaving the country at a record rate of about 1,000 a week. Stats NZ says 52,500 New Zealand citizens left in the year ended March. About half the departures went to Australia, more than half of them aged between 18 and 30. Meanwhile, net migration gain declined to 111,000. Nearly 164,000 non-New Zealanders arrived in the country during the year, with the largest numbers coming from India, the Philippines, China and Fiji. In world news, the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been discussing weapons deliveries with Ukraine's President Zelensky on an unannounced visit to Kiev. The trip aims to reassure Ukraine about, as Mr. Blinken put it, America's unwavering support. The BBC's James Waterhouse reports.
President Zelensky's already said he's raised the issue of the speed of this American ammunition and weaponry, because while it was a political coup for Kyiv, for this huge $61 billion package to finally be unlocked in Washington after months of disagreements, Kyiv acknowledges even if all of it was to arrive tomorrow, its goal is only to stay in the fight and hold the front line. And at the moment, we've got more than 30,000 Russian forces thought to be part of this cross-border incursion into the Kharkiv region. It's clear Russia's ambitions are widening and its confidence is increasing.
Hundreds of police officers have been searching for a prisoner in northwest France after he escaped from a van in a deadly ambush near Rouen. Gunmen wearing balaclavas killed two prison guards and severely wounded three others to free drug dealer Mohamed Amra, also known as The Fly, at a toll booth in Incaville. The prisoner fled with the attackers. President Emmanuel Macron has described the attack as shocking and says everything is being done to find those involved. The victims are the first prison officers to be killed in the line of duty in France since 1992. In sport, Moana Pacifica says taking games to the two island nations of Samoa and Tonga is an expensive exercise. But franchise chief executive officer Pelenatos Sakalia says they will continue to work with partners on how best they can play matches in their home nations.
Moana Pacifica is very committed to playing games in the Pacific, but there is a cold, hard economic reality to these things. Taking games to the Pacific is really an expensive affair. So Moana Pacifica will continue to work really closely with all the partners to see how we can come up with a more effective economic model that will enable us to play the games in Tonga and Samoa.
Sakalia says they understand the local economic challenges in country. And two Vanuatu women's cricket reps are in Japan this week to play in the Women's Japan Premier League competition. Skipper Selena Solman and all-rounder Rachel Andrew were selected during the Women's T20 World Cup qualifier in Abu Dhabi 2 weeks ago. Vanuatu cricket CEO Tim Cutler says the duo was selected because of their impressive performances. He says their experience at the Japanese competition would be a big learning curve for the two players. That's the latest news and sport from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, head to our website, rnz.co.nz/Pacific.